You must hold fast to faith, be firmly grounded and steadfast in it, unshaken in the hope promised you by the gospel you have heard. These are the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 23. And he's giving us a message that, you know, it sounds really nice. He's telling us to have faith and to have hope. But the key is it's not always easy to have these things and to persevere in these things. First, we have this gift of faith, this faith by which we believe in God and believe in everything that he has said and revealed, believe in Jesus Christ and all of his teachings. And that's a great gift to have, this faith in the Lord Jesus. But the thing is we've got to persevere in this faith. And quite honestly, sometimes it's easy to have faith, but not so easy to persevere in this faith. St. Paul is telling us that we have to hold fast to the faith. We have to persevere in it. We have to continue in it. And that means that our faith in the Lord Jesus, our faith in our Christian and Catholic religion will be tested. There'll be things, there'll be spiritual forces, there'll be life circumstances and all kinds of things that can try to tear this faith out of our hearts. Some people can lose their faith when they face really hard things in their life. Others can lose their faith when they're distracted constantly from the reality of God's presence by things such as constant noises and media saturation and stuff like that. And what we have to do is we've got to persevere in this faith. St. Paul is telling us we got to hold on to this, because think about what it must be like if there's no faith in the Lord Jesus. It would mean that everything in this life is reduced to this world only and is going to end in death. It means that there really is no ultimate justice and therefore no ultimate foundation of morality. It would really lead to all kinds of chaos in the hearts of human beings if we do not have this faith in Christ. And then St. Paul tells us we have to be firmly grounded in this faith. That means our faith in Christ needs to be something that our lives are planted upon, that our lives constantly draw their strength and foundation and nourishment from. It's like the roots of a tree. Sometimes it can happen that people will say they believe in Christ, but their lives do not imitate what he calls us to be in the gospel. People who don't want to follow the way of Christ, they don't want to live in the grace of Christ, they choose to live in all kinds of sin, and they live in a way as if they don't believe in God. And that's not being firmly grounded in the faith. That's only having the faith as something superficial. We need to allow our faith to really be something into which we sink the roots of our lives always. And then St. Paul is telling us that we have to be unshaken in the hope promised us by the gospel. Now, hope is a sense of always looking forward to something, of always looking forward to some good thing in life. And people oftentimes, when they seem to go from one bad situation to the next, they start to lose hope. And they no longer look forward to anything in life. And what we have in Christ is a whole new way of having hope. Our hope is not dependent upon things going our way in life and us having an easy ride in this life's journey, but our hope is in the kingdom of heaven. Hope means that we see eternal life as our happiness. We put all our trust in the Lord Jesus. That's the hope we got to work on. We don't need to really spend all our efforts on working on hopes that pass away in this life. Yeah, it's good to have things to look forward to and to help others to have little things they can look forward to. It kind of makes life more joyful. But we have to work on the great hope. And this is the great hope of eternal life in the communion of the Most Holy Trinity. St. Paul is telling us we've got to be unshaken in this hope. We got to really stick to it. That, like the challenges to faith, means that there will be challenges to hope. We'll experience all kinds of things that'll try to either put our hopes only in this world or to have no hope whatsoever. And so, brothers and sisters, the simple message of the Apostle St. Paul is urging us not only to have faith and to have hope, but really to hold on to those gifts and to move deeply into them. God bless you.